Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's been a long time, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, for the time being at least, on Blog Talk Radio until May. So until such time, we are back in the house. WrestleMania week has been ups and downs. We're going to mix it up, like we're going to talk all about it, mix it all together like a good pot of gumbo. In the meantime, David Burton, your favorite host, is in the house. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Let's mix it all together. Let's take you back, because we've been on Anchor.com for a while. Let's take you back. First, let's start with NXT TakeOver first.
I enjoyed NXT TakeOver. Another good TakeOver, as it normally is. We've seen a new NXT champion crowned, and we also seen a new NXT women's champion crowned. Raquel Gonzalez, who defeated Io Shirai, Karrion Kross, who also defeated Finn Balor. We have new NXT Tag Team Champions, VSK, winning the vacant titles in a triple threat match.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed TakeOver. TakeOver was very good. I enjoyed the Pete Dunne Kushida match. I thought that was very good. Johnny Gargano, one of the few guys who retained his title when he beat Bronson Reed. He is still the NXT North American champion. Walter, who defended the UK championship two nights in a row, beat Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, he did.
He retained the UK championship, beat Tommaso Ciampa. Then the following night on NXT UK, he defended the title again against Rampage Brown and won that match and retained the title.
Mm-hmm.
So, damn, Walter's being a dominant champion. He's currently the longest champion of all the WWE, over 700 days.
Now, let's fast forward just a little bit. That was Wednesday night, Thursday night. I'm sorry. Well, yeah.
No, you were right. Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday. Skill Friday. And of course, Good Friday, by the way. And of course, WrestleMania Part 1. Now, it wouldn't be. We all have our technical difficulties and everything. So, Mother Nation said, I gotta pee right quick. So, Mother Nation said, hold up for a second. Let me do my thing. And then you take over. So WrestleMania had a little bit of delay. I'm shocked. Everybody wore their masks at WrestleMania. I'm shocked.
Well, they didn't have a choice.
Florida,
of course,
like,
it wasn't really technical difficulties. It was the first time they got stopped because of the rain.
No,
of course,
I mean,
it's raining. It's raining.
You
got COVID, so they're going to make them stop.
Yeah, Floridians is known for being resistant against wearing their masks. And I'm surprised
they
wore their masks. Great job, Florida. Let's do it more often, shall we?
Of course, it wasn't a WWE thing. Of course, the people in Florida made WWE stop momentarily.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, man,
the show was delayed for almost half an hour.
Yeah, it felt good seeing folks back in the arena. God willing, next year we'll do the same thing live.
I'm going to talk. I have a video in just a moment. I'm getting together right now, last minute. But yes, it is true. Right here in Dallas, Texas, over there in Arlington, where the Cowboys play, it will be one more time, WrestleMania 38.
AT&T Stadium.
One more time. And I think it's appropriate to have the host of WrestleMania, none other than that bald-headed, beer-swelling, finger-gesturing Texas rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, host the show. Because we are in Texas, and he's from Texas, I'm just saying.
I think that would be an awesome idea.
Yeah. But who am I? I'm just a little, that's just my little suggestion, and you know, I'm not.
No, I totally agree with that. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. And maybe, I know he hasn't done it in a long time, but maybe we can squeeze in a stunner now and then.
Sort of like what Kevin Owens did to Logan Paul last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So night one was pretty interesting. You had I wish I had put money on it. I'm not a betting man. I wish I put money on it. McIntyre lost against Bobby Lashley. I called that one. I'm going to skip a few matches because I'm going to talk about some key things right here. Number one, history was made at WrestleMania in the women's match. The first black women to main event at WrestleMania. Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair.
That was huge. That was a big deal. I was extremely happy for both women.
Yes, sir. Now, in that match, Bianca did that hair whip. I'm so glad she didn't do that in years. But she takes a long braid of hair, literally whoops the hell out somebody with that long braid of hair. She did that in years. I'm wondering, did she stop that on her own? Or did the powers that be tell her to stop doing that? But I'm glad she did it. And you can hear that snap. So when she
did
you
see
that
the scar that she left on Sasha Banks? That was nasty.
Oh, Lord. Don't people like all my critics like, oh, that's a sound effect. No. She took that long braid, no sound effects, that long braid, bow, right in the midsection of Sasha Banks. And Sasha testified it hurt like hell.
That's just amazing. It was amazing for everybody of color. But that was cool. That was very, very cool. And to see Bianca Belair get her WrestleMania moment by winning the match in the championship to close the show, celebrating the ring with her husband Montez Ford. It's pretty damn cool.
It's the first time in a long time a challenger won the title first try.
That's true.
It's been a long time since a challenger won a championship on her first try. It's been a while.
Yeah, I believe. Well, I know Charlotte was technically the last person to do it when she won the Rumble, but kind of right, yeah. I mean, that was a monumental moment during the show. We seen Lashley retain his championship. We seen Braun Strowman take out Shane McMahon in a steel cage match.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman defeating Shane McMahon inside of a steel cage, only the second cage match, and Russell the history.
Mm-hmm.
We also seen Randy Orton defeat The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk
to
about
open
that.
Night two. Man,
so,
I wasn't expecting Orton to win.
Val, actually on purpose, that black blood, whatever you want to call that.
I was not expecting Orton to win. I thought the Fiend was going to win for sure.
Whether it was acting on purpose, whatever the case was, it's a match. They Alexa came out and spun this big old Jack in the Box, and the Fiend popped out of it. It's interesting.
That was a cool entrance. Let's not forget Bad Bunny, who did okay. Him and Damian Priest defeated the Miz and John Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
To win their tag team match. So that was somewhat okay. It was what I call a passable match. But what about we also seeing the United States Championship on the line? Sheamus defeating Matt Riddle, becoming a 3-time United States Champion. Apollo Crews defeating Big E to become the new Intercontinental Champion.
Mm-hmm.
We also seen almost in his first match win a championship, which I was just talking about. Him and AJ Styles defeating the New Day. They are the new Raw Tag Team Champions.
He did most of the work.
Well, that was kind of a giveaway. You knew the New Day wasn't going to keep their belts. I didn't think they were going to keep their belt. We've seen Rhea Ripley defeat Asuka to become the new Raw Women's Champion. And we, as I mentioned earlier, we both mentioned it, Lashley defeated Drew McIntyre, so the almighty era continues within the Raw brand. Roman Reigns defeating Edge and Daniel Bryan.
I'm going to give the almighty era till the summertime, so till August.
Well, he should have a decent run.
Yeah, I'm giving him till August. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a quick break. We got 34 minutes left. In the meantime, this is where you can catch us next year at WrestleMania. We'll be right back.
They say everything's bigger here. And not to mess with us. Because this place runs deep in our hearts. Here's the bottom line. This is where the jaws will drop, the feet will stomp, the crowds will roar, and the superstars will soar. Where the roofs are blown off, asses get handed, and moments are made in the only way we know how. What? WrestleMania calls, and Dallas says, oh, hell yeah!
Now, in the meantime, you catch us in Dallas, Texas. God willing, I'll be there with you. Dallas, Texas. April 2022. We haven't released the date, but we'll be in April 2022.
Absolutely. It is confirmed. It's definitely April.
Don't know when, but it'll be April 2022. So in the meantime, go ahead. Well, if you got any money left.
Oh, I believe it's April 3rd. There we go.
Yeah. When I go to WrestleMania, I spend all my money. But if you got any money left, go ahead and book your ticket now. Well, not now, but be ready. We'll go on sale. We'll go on sale soon down the road. Because it's right now. But we're going to do this thing, and it's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to do the damn thing.
Well, you know, you also got to mention some of the other matches that took place. Cesaro, who got himself a nice moment beating Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping Cesaro finally gets a push he deserves. So that was awesome seeing him pick up that big win over Rollins. We've seen Tamina and Natalya win the tag team turmoil on night one. And we've seen Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler defeat both Tamina and Natalya to retain the women's tag team titles. You know, I thought they were going to take it at one point.
You thought wrong. You like Michael Cole. You thought wrong.
Well, they were on the roll. A big roll.
Yeah, but they didn't get the job done. You lost.
Well, there were a total of 25,000 people for both nights at Raymond James Stadium, a combined 51,350 people.
Poor Bayley, she didn't get no love at WrestleMania.
She was just trying to get some airtime for herself. And yes, WrestleMania 38 will be April 3rd, 2022, Arlington,
mm-hmm.
Texas, AT&T Stadium. WrestleMania 39 will be in Englewood, California, April 2nd, 2023,
mm-hmm.
SoFi Stadium.
I'll go ahead, no tsunamis or WrestleMania 40.
Well, we'll find out in due time about right. WrestleMania 40. Starting tonight, the Thunderdome will be in the Ewing Center, which is a new place in Tampa. So they're going to be doing the Thunderdome from there now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard, but the next pay-per-view is Backlash, May 16th.
Yeah, it's the problem. They're calling it WrestleMania Backlash.
That sounds stupid.
That is the most dumbest. Who? Oh, God. Leave the weed alone, Vince. Leave the weed alone. That's the most dumbest idea I ever heard in my life. Why? Leave Backlash ain't good enough for you? Nah, we need WrestleMania Backlash. What's it? Bruh. But anyways, when you pay the bills, you just want to do it and say how they're going to do it.
Whoever probably came up with that was probably the same person that came up with Great Balls of Fire.
They probably high as hell when they came up with that idea. Puff, puff. You know what? Let's call it WrestleMania Backlash. Puff, puff. You probably high as hell whoever came up with that idea.
And I will say this, Great Balls of Fire was a good show, just a stupid name for a pay-per-view.
It was good.
I'm glad they never did that again.
Yeah, I do. That was good. The name was like, you couldn't do
a
better
idea. A show I was at, by the way.
Uh-huh, me as well.
Great Balls of Fire. For those who never seen it, it's worth taking a look on the network, by the way. It's a good show.
Oh, wait a minute. No. That's dead. That's gone. It's on Peacock now.
Yeah, Peacock.
In fact,
WWE Network on Peacock.
I'll go ahead and say this. See how you want to feel about it. The gift cards you got, the WWE Network gift card, you might throw that in the trash. It's useless.
I don't know why stores are still selling that, because I was at a store, a Best Buy, and I saw one of the cards. So I guess mm-hmm. they didn't pull them off the shelves yet.
Yeah, if we still have it, it's useless, because we're now on Peacock, our little corner of Peacock. I'm real about it. It sucks. Vince McMahon, she got his money back because it sucks.
useless now.
And Vince McMahon can't get his money back. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to edit some stuff, and I'm going to be pissed.
I was saying, why? I hope nobody bought those cars.
Yeah. You might as well go ahead and take that car, throw it in the trash.
So, if you have them cards, you better get rid of them because you can't do nothing with them.
Mm-hmm.
They are what we call useless.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it had a good run. It's only a matter of time before everywhere, all over, is going to be on Peacock.
Now, it's the outside of the United States. For right now, is what you do. You get a VPN, right? You go to WWE Network, put your information. You change locations to Germany. In Germany, it works just fine like it was before we did the Peacock. But here's the deal. It's only temporary because eventually it's going to be all Peacock and the network won't exist no more.
That's true.
So in the meantime, get a VPN, go to the network, put your information in, and you can watch like it used to be before we moved to Peacock. Before we moved all of it to Peacock.
That's what we call a loophole.
Yep. Now it's only good for a little bit of time, so you might want to do that now. I don't know when they're going to make the transition, but it's not going to be forever. So get it while it gets good.
Absolutely. You always want to get it while it's good. You don't want to get it while it's not hot. Because if you don't get it when it's not good, you're going to be out.
Yeah.
And we are a couple of minutes away before Raw goes on the air. Live from the Ewing Center, which is the new Thunderdome.
I want to congratulate across the street right quick to Impact Wrestling. I want to congratulate Deonna Peruzzo, my friend on Facebook. Congratulations to you, ma'am. She retired Jazz.
Interesting.
I don't know if I missed that pay-per-view or not. I probably did. It said it was Saturday. I'm not sure. No, yeah, it was. It passed. She retired Jazz. Jazz is ball-hitting now. Anyway, that's the result. Congratulations to Deonna Peruzzo in the title versus champion, career versus title match. The title won. Jazz is now retired, I think, with all of wrestling. Good luck to you. Congratulations to John Peruzzo.
She lost the match. You know, that's the thing. If you put your career on the line, you want to make sure that you win.
Well, yeah.
The last thing you want to do. See, that's something I wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Just put my career on the line in the match. I don't think no championship or no other stipulation is worth it, in my opinion. No, I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. It ain't worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say something I was going to say. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this up for tonight. We're just a few moments away. We're kind of early a little bit, but it'll be live at 7 p.m., of course, Monday Night Raw on USA Network. And tomorrow, check out NXT on USA Network.
Yes, sir. NXT will debut on this new night, Tuesday.
Yeah.
But NXT will join Impact Wrestling on Access TV, which is also tomorrow night, as is NWA Power on the Fight Network app, also on Tuesday nights. So you're going to be getting extra wrestling on Tuesdays.
Yes. That sounds pretty good. Looking forward to it. David, that's all you got. We're going to wrap it up for tonight.
Well, it looks like it's about time for us to hit the old dusty trail as Raw begins in a couple of minutes.
That's it. Well, see you over there. By the way, if you check us out on anchor.fm, follow us when we go out. When this platform expires, we're on anchor.fm/wrestling tracks. They're pre-taped. So unlike this, we can't do it live, but it's still good. And hopefully better with no technical difficulties. So anyway, you can support us if you want for 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, cancel anytime you want. And the more you listen, the more I get paid. Also, well, I want to send a big hello to Amazon Music in the podcast section. You can type in wrestling tracks and boom, there we are. Amazon Music in the podcast section. Seasons 4 through 9 are available. And we'll get season 10 up there soon and boom, we're going to keep rolling.
Yes, sir. Amazon Prime is very good, by the way.
Well, I'm going to do it for tonight. I'll see you next time on Wrestling Tracks. Peace, everybody.
Take care and stay safe.